We'll be pioneering this morning. One of the subjects I teach in the School of Ministry is the apostolic ministry. A lot of time is in a pioneering position. 5 a.m. this morning, I was awakened, and a pioneering subject came to me to minister to the body of Christ. I think it would be fresh information to you, fresh revelation, and it put you in a fresh position. We're going to pay attention, we're going to listen. The Bible talks about hearing, seeing, and understanding. So I'm going to pray. I want you just to say a word to the Lord while we're praying, that you can be open to receive revelation knowledge. Father, we thank you for this second time in this Supernatural Money Coming to You conference. You gave me the words, you gave me the anointing for it, and I've been all over the world with it. And now we're worldwide by internet and Leroy Thompson TV. We thank you for the participant, all the people who have signed in already this morning. We know it's in the thousands, and we thank you for it. And we pray that every person be ministered to in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you may be seated. Now, you have to listen because I'm going to be aiming to go some places that I've never been. And when you hear this statement, I will give you a text and give you a, I had the revelation and the Lord give me a commentary on the text. And then when I look up information, it was amazing how great men and women of God had put a commentary on this text that has been missing in the body of Christ. So we're going to open it up this morning. And you may think you are going to be hearing what I'm saying, but you're going to have to listen to hear it because it's in the spirit. So just write this down, soaking your soul in the revelation and anointing of sowing. Soaking your soul, that's sowing, soaking your soul in the revelation and anointing of sowing. Notice I didn't say your spirit. Notice I didn't say your faith. I said your soul. That's very important for you to remember that. That we are now instructed by God to bring every believer in a new arena of understanding the power of sowing. Yes, sir. Now, just for introduction, not my text, but just for an introduction to show you what we're doing. In 3 John 2, you remember? Look at it. It's not my text, but I want you, the text is going to be an unordinary text. It's going to take you some places that we've never been before. But in 3 John 2 is a familiar text when you're talking about prosperity. It said, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. Now notice what it says, as thy soul prosper, as thy inner man prosper, as thy heart prosper, because they're all three of one. It didn't say nothing about your spirit. You know why? Your spirit is already synchronized in prosperity. It's the divine nature of God. It's a soul issue we're having with finances. It's a soul issue. It's not training the soul. So I wrote this down. And I want you to write it down. Your soul must prosper in sowing. See, now don't think I'm saying the same thing now because this is fresh. Yes, your soul must prosper in sowing. Now, some way, somehow, the soul has been left out. And the manifestation can't come unless the soul is tuned in tune. The soul, being in tune to the manifestation of the revelation that God, Holy Spirit, has given to your spirit. Your soul has to be in tune to it. So sawing here, turn to Proverbs chapter 11. This is the scripture the Lord woke me up with and told me one minute. I had no idea how to, what way, what direction he wanted me to go. And then all of a sudden he showed me by revelation, and then he showed me by confirmation. It's just a part, things we're going to see this morning, going to revolutionize your life, your finances, remove burden, destroy yoke in your finances. And it all will be done with a seed. Write this down before I read. The secrets of developing a liberal sowing soul. The secrets of developing a liberal sowing soul. Now, all my years of preaching, I never heard that, 27 years. In other words, knowing how to set your soul in agreement with your spirit, in agreement with God, but that your soul, your mind, your emotion, your imagination, and your conscience be liberated to function and flow in a sowing process. Yes, sir. In Proverbs chapter 11 verse 24, there is that scattereth and yet increases. Now that's talking about sowing. All right? And there is that withholdeth more than is meat, but is tended to poverty. That's talking about saving. We have come to the secular concept of saving,
yes, sir,
and skipped the spiritual process of sowing.
Yes, sir.
And my job is to bring it on the scene so you can see why you're behind in your finances.
Yes, sir.
See, when you're saved, you only got what you saved.
That's it.
And the world, the interest the world going to give you to make sure you stay under them.
That's right.
Right. Yes, sir.
But what about God's interest? God pay interest in sowing, not saving.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now watch, because it's going to get, watch. In verse 25. Verse 25. May I take my time this morning?
Yes, sir.
Verse 25, because I mean many people are going to be liberated this morning.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. The liberal soul shall be made fat.
Yes, sir.
Now, may I say to you, that statement, it's going to be proven to you in a moment, that statement, the liberal soul shall be made fat, is talking about sowing.
That's right,
sir. Yes, sir.
And he that watered it shall be watered also himself. That's talking about sowing.
Yes,
sir. My goodness. And so, in talking to the Lord this morning, and I'll give you the introduction to everything in a few moments, I knew what he was talking about, and a scripture ran across my mind. I said, oh, no, scripture to go with this scripture. I said, oh, my goodness, is that what he's talking about? And so I went to some of my Bibles and looking, and all of them point. When you hit it on my computer, it all point to this scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 is the scripture that Proverbs 11 and 25 is coordinated with. And all my years of preaching, I've never seen that.
Yes, sir.
But as we soak our soul in sowing this morning, and the liberation of being a real sower, you cannot be a real sower if your soul is not involved.
Yes, sir.
It will, the soul will be contrary to some of your seeds. If it's not informed, it'll tell you, oh, you can't do that. You know, hold on to that. Hold on to that. But when that soul get in alignment properly and receive the right revelation, and you know the part it plays. Now, what I'm saying to you, that in Proverbs 11, 24 and 25 is alluding or connected or orchestrated in the same dimension that 2 Corinthians 9 and 6. You got to see this.
Yes, sir.
Yep. All right, Lord. Let me go back to Proverbs. Because I want you to see this. This is so vivid and so clear, and it's a soul issue.
Yes, sir.
And once we get cleared up and have some revelation on this, here in Proverbs 11, hold 2 Corinthians, I'm teaching this morning. The 24th verse is there's that scattereth and yet increases. Now, one word will impregnate your soul here is harvest. Harvest. Pregnancy don't take place on the outside. When you're pregnant, you're carrying something.
Yes, sir.
And this morning, the Lord wants to impregnate your soul by sowing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
That your soul can conceive harvest.
Yes, sir.
In which, to a large degree, in the body of Christ has not been done, because the revelation and the realization of how important part the soul play in the whole scenario has not been known. Men constantly trying to be led by the Spirit. You can't be led by the Spirit. Take a walk, son. You can't be led by the Spirit if your soul is ignorant.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Yes, sir. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, verse 24, there is that scattered yet increases. I submit to you, scattereth is synonymous to sowing.
Yes, sir.
Who here?
Yes, sir.
And yet increases. And there is that withholdeth more than is meat, but it tendeth to poverty. Now, he goes right on now and say in the 25th verse. So I know he's talking about the soul.
Yes, sir.
The liberal spirit? No, he didn't say it.
Yes, sir.
The liberal faith? No, he didn't say it. Even though the spirit and faith is included, but he says the liberal soul, because there's a revelation God trying to get to us that the body of Christ is held back from their right poverty, prosperity, held in poverty,
yes,
from their prosperity, abundance, and increase.
Yes,
the liberal soul should be made fat, and he that watereth should be watered also himself. Water it is sowing. Scatter it is sown. Don't even sound like it. Huh? And your soul has to be involved.
Yes, sir.
Now, you still there? You listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, watch now. I'm saying to you that verse 24 and 25 is carried over in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And so whatever we read in these verses I'm about to read is a commentary, or it's an amplification of your soul understanding it part that it has to play in you being a sower. The secrets of developing a liberal sowing soul. I read thousands of books. I never saw this. But this morning, God's going to bring it. He's going to open some things up to us this morning. All right, so here we have 2 Corinthians 9, 6. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Now here's my argument, here's my clarity, and here's the promotion that is here for us in this supernatural sowing he's talking about. But supernatural sowing can't take place without your soul. Now, in the next verse, he's going to call it out. But because we did not know our heart was talking about our soul, we read over spiritually.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah.
We didn't know that our heart is in reference to our inner man, which is not born again, but have born again potentials to work if we feed it right. Are you seeing me?
Yes,
so the clarity of the Holy Spirit this morning is that he did not only want me to see the references, but when I read this next verse, every man, verse 7, I don't want you to miss it.
Yes,
you got your shouting clothes?
Yes,
every man according as he purposes in his heart.
Yes, sir.
In his heart. Soul,
yes, sir.
In his mind,
yes,
in his imagination,
yes,
in his emotion,
yes,
in his conscience.
Yes, sir.
So the purposing of sowing has to be in the soul. If your soul is not properly instructed, you can't sow on purpose. You're sowing the pressure.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. That's right.
And if you find out, sowing under pressure, you're not a cheerful soul.
That's right.
If somebody got to whoop you with 95 scripture, some people sold a lot of money last night. I ain't saying to Leroy, I ain't saying nothing about money. People sold a lot of money. I got a $22,000 check in my pocket right now. People sold $40,000 last night.
Yes, sir.
Nobody begged nothing. Nobody asked for nothing. Nobody said nothing. Nobody just told them it's time to sow.
Mm-hmm.
See.
Yes, sir.
Now listen, I want you to get it. Every man according as he purposes in his heart. So if you can pray in the Holy Ghost and you can go to a sowing pep rally, but if your soul is contrary, why are you walking up that your soul is cussing?
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
What is this fool doing? You know we need this man because your soul, you see your soul, so you got to train your soul ain't saved. So you got to bring it into grips with your spirit.
Yes, sir.
So our money has been because our soul has been pushed out of alignment with sowing.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Wow.
Watch. Every man, I mean verse 7, don't act, you don't know what voice I mean. Every man according as he purposes it in his soul.
Mm-hmm.
So let him sow.
Yes, sir.
Give, that's giving, giving is sowing.
Yes, sir.
Not grudgingly.
Mm-hmm.
So where do the grudge find its place in sowing? In the soul.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Where do a person not grudgingly of necessity? You know, almost like if you don't sow, you're going to hell. But it's not what it's about.
Right,
for God loveth, now listen to this, what the Lord told me this morning. I jumped up. A cheerful soul. But you can't be a cheerful soul if you think somebody taking you. Or you think you're giving your money to somebody else. Or the person you're sowing got more than you got. Don't be stupid. That's where you're supposed to sow.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Come on, Apostle.
Good soul.
Good soul.
And God is able to make, voice for it, next voice, after you get your soul straight. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always, oh my goodness, having all sufficiency, oh my goodness, in all things, may abound to every good work. I think that the Amplified Bible said that thing, the Amplified Bible, I got my iPad, but go to the Amplified Bible, what it says on the board. Put it up there for me. The Amplified Bible. I think it's the Amplified or the Message. The Amplified, but I want to see it. I want to see it. Let each one of us give as he had made up his own mind. Now, made up his own mind, what is that?
Soul.
And purpose in his heart. Soul. Not reluctantly or sorrowfully or under compulsion, for God love, he take pledge in. Prize above all other things, and is unwilling to abandon or to do without. A cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it, giver, whose soul is in his giving. What? Whose soul is in his giving. My problem is my soul has not been in my giving. My tongue been in it, but my soul hasn't been in it.
Yes, sir.
Come on now.
Yes, sir.
Everybody changed this morning.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All of you who tune in, your life changed. Your sowing gonna be different.
Yes.
Your harvest is gonna be different.
Yes.
Your finances is gonna be different.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yokes, burden, and lack will be destroyed today.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, you know he goes down to the 10th verse, he gives seed to the soil. He meant a seed to the soil. But the soul had to be right. The enemy has kept your soul out of alignment with sowing. For once your soul knows right well about sowing, the liberty of sowing and reaping will flow like rivers of living water. Listen, you didn't hear it. Let me read it again. Listen. The enemy has kept your soul out of alignment with sowing. See, you got to think right about sowing. I'll get down here. Your mind needs to be renewed about sowing. And tell you the truth, because in the natural sowing don't make no sense. You know, I need and somebody want a seed. And so, oh yeah, thank you, Lord. Here what we're going to bring to an end today. Trying to live on the seed. And you're designed to live by the harvest. But see, your soul is so contentious, it fights sowing because it's trying to survive. And most Christians living on survival. And you're designed to live supernaturally, financially. So I just want to ask a question. What's you rather? Live on survival or live on the supernatural? Okay, but keep listening then. Here's a revelation of financial freedom. Your spirit is always ready to sow, but the enemy keep pushing your soul out of alignment with sowing. You go to thinking, unrenewed. Your conscience, unrenewed. Your imagination, what I'm going to do, unrenewed. Turn to Psalm 142. Psalm 142. I shouldn't shout off this scripture, but I'm going to shout anyway. Psalm 142, because I know what the Holy Spirit is doing for us today. I know what freedom going to come in people's lives. today. That their eyes of their soul are going to be open to what the Holy Spirit want to do. In Psalm 142, verse 7, my question I wrote in the outline for you this morning, what happened when your soul is in prison about sowing? The average Christian, their soul is in prison because they haven't had the revelation. Doesn't mean they're not good people, but they just have not had the revelation, so therefore they go to church and try to make it another way. Because the soul, when it comes down to sowing, the soul is not cheerful. It's grudging, you see. But this morning, liberty come, because I got another scripture going to open up everything. Yes, sir. Now, watch what it says here in verse Psalm 142, verse 7. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Bountifully. See, when the soul is out of prison, God can deal bountifully with you. We're getting our soul out of sowing prison this morning. Yeah. Yes, sir. Anybody out there? See, anything been hindering you from sowing, been keeping your finance in prison.
Yes, sir.
God said to tell you he wanted to cancel your debts 14 years ago. And you're just catching up with the teaching, and your debts will be canceled real soon.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord God. Amen.
Come on.
The seed has the highest debt cancellation potential than anything in the world.
Yes, sir.
Once you, the seed canceled my debt. Sam God. See, when your mind is renewed about sowing, you're in a different category. You're not normal. You're not in the crowd. You're stepping out in another arena. God says, I can't trust you until you trust me.
Yes, sir.
I told you so. You can trust. If you sow, then I can trust you.
Yes, sir.
Then I can get you out of debt.
Yes, sir.
Because I know when you're out of debt, you're going to keep on sowing. Got 1,002 connected connection. That's probably 2,000-3,000 people.
Yep.
I thank God.
Yes, sir.
Listen. So today, Katalabashaya, today my soul comes out of prison about sowing. Now my soul can connect with my spirit, and my spirit is connected with the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost knows exactly when the soul, what the soul, where the soul,
yes, sir,
to bring me out.
Yes, sir.
I'm coming out today.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to take this one message,
yes, sir,
and I'm getting out of all the financial mess I ever been in my life.
Yes,
I'm going to listen at it over and over and over and over,
yes,
and hear the apostle voice and hear the prophetical voice and hear the teaching voice.
Yes,
it's a brand new day in my finances.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 What happened when your soul come out of prison about sowing? And your soul get in the liberty and the liberality of sowing and excited about sowing. Don't need nobody to egg on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't need nobody to read no scripture to you.
That's right.
You know. Man, when are you going to let me sow?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm ready to sow.
Yes, sir.
See, sowing liberality came with money coming.
Yes, sir.
I have not seen so many cheerful people just sowing. They're just waiting,
yes,
for you to shut up. They're just waiting. They're ready to sow. I've seen millions of dollars. People just sow it, just sow it, just sow it on their own.
Yes, sir.
All right, I want to show you something else now. Because there's a liberation here. You're right there in Psalm 143. What happened when your soul is persecuted about sowing? What happened? The enemy will persecute your soul about sowing because he know what's going to happen.
Yes, sir.
He know the kingdom of God worked by seed time and harvest. So he know you about to stir the kingdom up in you when you start sowing.
Yes, sir.
You about to leave the world system of living.
Yes, sir.
Huh? There's no salary bigger than sowing. I don't care what you're getting paid. I don't care who you work for. I don't care who you work for.
Yes,
I don't care what position you hold. There's no salary bigger than sowing.
Yes, sir.
Shoo.
Hallelujah.
Shoo. Oh, hallelujah. I'm so glad for the body of Christ, man.
Yes,
you know, we got people really love God, but finances is a mess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can't seem to get out. Two people working, them little salaries not doing it because they don't have enough for to live the good life.
Mm-hmm.
Notice that in Psalm 143, you need to read that whole psalm, but it says in the third verse, for the enemy has persecuted my soul. I'm saying about sowing.
Mm-hmm.
And has smitten my life down. Oh, kutatalisa. Smitten my finances down to the ground. Because
yes,
my soul don't know about sowing.
He
had made me to dwell in darkness about sowing. As those that have been long dead. So many people's finances are dead.
Yes, sir.
So many people's finances is in darkness. Huh?
Yes, sir.
So many people's finances are smitten down to the ground. People who really love God. Notice now this transitional thing. Because my soul is persecuted about sowing, my spirit can't work. Look at the next verse. Therefore, my spirit is overwhelmed within me. Watch it now. You reading? What does it say next? My soul within me is ruined. It can't function. You're either gonna have a soul of revelation or a ruined soul.
Yes, sir.
You're gonna have a liberated soul or a ruled soul.
Yes, sir.
By the system. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me, my heart within me, my soul within me, my inner man within me is ruined, desolate. I stretch forth my hand unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. So Lord, I mean, pause and think about that.
Yes, sir.
The soul crying out, train me about sowing so I can get you out. Train me about sowing. You're trying to do it in your spirit. Your spirit can't go unless I connect with it. It's a divine setup. Now, theologians will argue because they've been teaching about the spirit so long. They will argue, no, the Holy Ghost can do it. The Holy Ghost is not going to do that. God got a divine setup. The Holy Spirit, your spirit, born again, 2 Peter, divine nature, new creature, and your soul,
yes, sir,
being renewed.
Yes.
You can't be a cheerful sower with an uncheerful soul. Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it makes a difference.
Yes, sir.
Look at the 11 and 12 verse in this same opening. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake. Look what it says. What it says? Bring my soul out of trouble. You know what broke me? Bring my soul out of trouble. Bad getting by me? Bring my soul out of trouble. I'm a child of God. And of thy mercy, cut off my enemies and destroy all them that afflict my soul. I'm thy servant. Wow. Can you see it?
Yes.
Now, Romans 12, 2. We talk about everything.
Yes, sir.
Renewing your mind about sowing is revealing to your soul the power of kingdom sowing. Renewing your mind. You know, be not conformed to this world, be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God about your finances, about your harvest, about your blessing.
Yes, sir.
So, how many of you ever renewed your mind about sowing? See, so you need to consistently, because your soul will fall back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So you need to consistently take scripture and renew it and bring it back to 2 Corinthians 9:6 and charge it back up to be a cheerful sower.
Yes, sir.
Y'all out there? Turn to Hebrews 4:12. I'll make a statement to you. I'm almost through. You got enough to chew on right there. You made a leap. Now hear what the Spirit of God says. The Rhema word will train your soul to be a part of sowing. Or the Rhema word will train your soul to be a part of the sowing team.
Yes, sir.
Watch this Rhema word, how it checked their soul out. I saw this many years ago. In Hebrews 4:12, watch it. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing, so they're different, a son of soul and spirit. You see that?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Why they had to be divided? So they can get their soul right so they can receive what the Spirit putting out.
Yeah.
And of the joint and marrow, now look at the last part, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the soul.
Yeah.
See, so that word, that Rhema word, get that soul. Oh my God, I'm going to get in trouble now. To function spiritually.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Yes, sir.
And the way the soul functions spiritually is that it take what your spirit have received from the Holy Spirit and come in agreement.
Yes, sir.
I'll never be broke another day in my life.
I'll never be broke another day in my life.
See the revelation of that. I call all my debt canceled. With a seed. Producing a harvest of debt cancellation.
I call myself financially
promoted.
Right now.
Right here.
Right here.
Let's go a little further. My goodness. Now look in Romans 8. Here's an argument. We got the auger, and the auger can come out with the right answer.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
I don't know if I help you, I preach myself happy. Because that, no. How many people online? Show me how many people online. It's over 1,000. That's going to be some. If you don't get his help, there's 1,002. There's going to be some shit. Boy, that's a, boy, you got some people in the house right now. They're shifting. Say, oh, my. Talk to me, apostle.
Yes,
see, you got to believe.
Yes, sir.
They got some people shifting right now. Say, God dog it, that's where I've been at. My mind been messing me up. My emotion been messing me up.
Yes, sir.
Pastor done dug, apostle done dug this thing out. I'm gone. Don't let them leave you.
Yes, sir.
They're not taking off in no bus. They're taking off in a jet.
Yes, sir.
You think you can run and catch up with, you can't run and catch up with no jet. When the jets get on the runway, you can run all you want. They don't even hear you. Romans chapter 8. I want you to see this. I want you to live through this morning. And katalama shayaya. We're dealing about soaking your soul. My goodness. Oh my goodness. Let me, before I read this to you, because you got to soak in your soul in the revelation and anointing of song. Soaking your soul, not just being. Now, don't get them mixed up. They're not the same thing. Hebrews 4:12 just told us they're different. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, divide them again. Now, I can find other scriptures. We went so long, we thought that the heart, the soul, and the spirit were the same thing. And that, so we couldn't function as a total man or a total woman. But today, we're learning our rights. Go to Manji, Kitty, Haya. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your soul must prosper in sowing. You got that right?
Yes, sir.
Now, here's what I want you in Romans 8. Here's what I want you to hear. The carnal mind will not sow. The carnal mind will not sow. Now, Romans chapter 8 is a spirit chapter. It's telling you about the spirit. But all of a sudden in that chapter, they're telling you how powerful the spirit is. He started talking about in Romans 8:5. Jesus Christ. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. Verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded in life and peace. He's talking about your soul. Being spiritually minded, that's why in Romans 12:2 says, renew your mind.
Yes, sir.
So a carnal mind will not sow. So what we're doing this morning is making your mind spiritual.
Yes, sir.
Revelation spiritualize your mind.
Yes, sir.
And the anointing come in to back it up.
Yes.
And then you can walk in the authority of prosperity, wealth, abundance, and increase. No matter what the economy is saying in the system,
yes,
you're walking in another dimension because you're walking in divine obedience to God. And he said, if you're willing and you're obedient, you'll eat the good of the land.
Yes,
the carnal mind. So we got to get rid of the carnal mind. Because carnality cannot operate in 2 Corinthians 9 and 6 and 7. Can't operate in. Oh, my. You want a revelation?
Yes, sir.
Huh? You want another revelation to go with it?
Yes, sir.
I shouldn't appreciate the Holy Ghost. Turn to Matthew 19. Turn to Matthew. I'm going to give you another revelation that you're not going to be able to duck. I'm going to make a statement in a few minutes. And I'm going to see how it go off in you. Because it's powerful. Because there's a lot of scriptures you're not going to understand unless you understand the bogging down of the soul. Here we go. The rich young ruler had a soul problem about sowing. Yeah. I believe he loved Jesus.
Wow.
But his soul was not trained to go all the way.
Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir.
I often thought about it. I said, boy, I love Jesus. But he had a messed up soul.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
His soul has not been trained about sowing. Because he missed the 100-fold return.
Uh-huh.
How many times have we missed it?
Yes, sir.
When our soul interrupted a transaction that the Lord was trying to make in our life.
Yes, sir.
That's what we got right here with this ruler. It's the soul. He got sad. Where you get sad at? He got grieved. Where you get grieved at? Because he didn't know what to do with that. He didn't have a revelation that the Lord never asks you to sow something. He's not trying to get something to you.
Yes, sir.
At the end of this conversation, it is known that the Lord was trying to get him to understand, son, you got to come all the way over with your soul before I can give you the 100-fold.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All the way.
So the reason, katalemisha, the reason that the church have not been walking in the 100-fold, they've been locked down in their soul.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So soul. See, the soul go to evaluating and calculating if it's not in revelation. If it's not renewed or in revelation, it go to evaluating. It made to think and calculate. And then the outer mind take over and the inner mind go to sleep.
Yes, sir.
Huh. Just look at it. You know? I mean, this is a powerful revelation here.
Yes,
that the rich young ruler had a soul problem about sowing.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
He loved Jesus. Just like you love Jesus and you don't sow. You love Jesus, but your soul giving you a problem about sowing.
More possible.
That's true.
The Lord said, honey, you pull out a 10. Said, this, no, that's not what the Lord meant. He ain't meant the other zero. Because your soul giving you a problem.
Yes, sir.
And he's trying to give you liberty. Take the limit off.
Take the limit off. Hallelujah.
That's what I come to do this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Take the limit off your life.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see this man. Matthew 19:6. And behold, one came and said to him, look, watch what he said. Good master. I mean, verse 16. What good thing shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And he said to him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou will enter into life, keep the commandment. Watch this boy. Watch this boy. This boy got a soul problem. He got a problem loving God. But he ain't loving God with all his heart and all his mind and all his strength and all his soul. Because if he did, the laws and the prophet would have kicked in. See, when God got a certain part of your heart, you ain't ready.
Right.
He said to him, what's Jesus said? Thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. You with me in verse 18? Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false. It's so important. We've got to go over it. Verse 19, honor thy father and thy mother, and that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man said unto him all these things. Look at it. Have I kept from my youth? And I've been loving you for so long. And I've been on my knees day and night. And I praise you in the morning. And I praise you in the evening. But yet I can't get this finances straight. You know I love you. Well, God sent me with an answer today.
Yes, sir.
The answer is your soul is out of alignment with sowing. Good God Almighty.
Yes, sir.
But I say you're getting in line today because you're going to renew your mind. The young man said to him, verse 20, all these things have I kept from my youth, but what lack I yet? Now, the young man got money, but what lack I yet? Why am I in so much lack? Jesus said to him, if thou wilt be perfect, complete and mature, go sell what thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. Soul. His soul stood up. But when the young man heard these sayings, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. His soul wasn't in alignment. You see what I'm saying? So listen to me now. The rich young ruler had a soul problem about sowing. He loved Jesus, but when he talked about sowing, he couldn't do it. Oh my God, Lord, 45 minutes. Listen, turn to Luke 12. Turn to Luke 12. You have no doubt when we finish here what happened.
Yes, sir.
Luke 12. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Luke chapter 12, verse 16. What happened when one's soul is not trained in sowing? Or what happened when our soul operate on wrong instruction about sowing? What happened when our soul are instructed wrong? Here's a man who instructed his soul wrong. He didn't sow, he wanted to save. He talked to his soul. And souls that are not trained talk to you. And tell you what not to do.
Yes,
even though your spirit's saying do something else.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Let's look at this quickly. When your soul is not trained, it's not oh my God, y'all don't want to miss this. When your soul is not trained, it's not operating in covenant, it's operating in covetousness.
Yes, sir.
So all who under the sound of my voice today shift from any form of covetousness to covenant in their soul about sowing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I mean, that's worth your trip right there.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Huh? I'm not sowing in covetousness. I'm sowing in covenant.
Yes, sir.
Because my soul is renewed. I'm trained. I know my soul got to be a part of it.
Yes, sir.
I know I can love God and not sow.
Yes, sir.
I can love God and not sow because my ignorance is. My ignorance is in my soul. Satan knows that. So that's why he got the church in financial deficit. Because the average Christian don't know. When you start talking like this, people turn you off. They won't hear about getting healed. They won't hear about going to heaven. You don't have to go to heaven to start living like God. God will bring heaven down to you.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Come on, I got to read it. I'm not going to close till I read it. I'll go back to the 13 verse. And one of the company said to him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said to him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. Mm-hmm. And he spoke a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. God said, Let it go. And he thought with himself, saying, Where he thought at? Saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I'll pull down my barns and build greater. And there will be I bestow all my fruit and my goods. All right, verse 19. Y'all want me to teach up here this morning?
Yes,
and I will say to my soul, he gave his soul wrong instruction. When your soul is not trained, your soul give you wrong instruction. I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much good laid up for many years. Take ye, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, Thy food this night, thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided, been hiding? to he that lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. I want to, oh man, there's two more scriptures. Y'all ain't gonna believe this one. Y'all gonna have to pray. I'm telling you, pray. When he, man, this thing, you gonna say, let's pray in tongue a few minutes. You gonna shock me. But I'm gonna shock you.
Yes, sir.
Because I want you to see this and I want you to hear this. Matthew 26. Matthew 26. I'm gonna make a statement in a few minutes. Listen to this. The disciples had a soul problem about liberal showing. They loved Jesus, but they had a soul problem. The disciples.
Yes, sir.
I said the disciples.
Yes, sir.
Had a soul problem about liberal showing.
Come on.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But I'm going to read it to you. Mm-hmm. 26 and 6. Mm-hmm. Now when Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a liberal sore, a woman having an alabaster box of very precious, that means up there, you know, and poured it. I mean, she didn't sprinkle it.
No, sir.
She was a liberal giver.
Yes.
Poured it. And the disciple was looking on his head as he said in me. Now look at verse 8. But when his disciples saw it. Mm-hmm. But I thought you loved Jesus.
Uh-huh.
They had indignation saying, what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. My wife always talk about this scripture here in verse 10. Took Jesus a while.
Yes, sir.
But anytime it takes Jesus a while to figure something out. it took Jesus a while to figure out how stupid they were and how they don't understand all the things he'd been trying to teach them. Because
right.
He just, Sam 1 told him, give, and it shall be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shared together. They're seeing him feed the thousands of people. He said, and sometimes Jesus don't understand you. I have taught this woman how to get out. Here's the opportunity, and she ain't gonna give nothing. Jesus said, I don't understand it. Jesus said, let me go to my house. I'm leaving. And when Jesus understood it, he didn't say nothing until he understood it. It took him a while. It is one of the main things I see. He must have seen his humanism, as God he understood, but he just couldn't understand it. When that's a time span, when Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble you the woman? For she has wrought a good work upon me. For you have the poor with you always, but you have not. Me you have not always, for in that she had poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Verse 13. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this that this woman hath done be told for a memorial of her. Now, there, and as I read that last part, I might teach some more on this tomorrow, dealing with the seed, the master of abundance. Let me close by removing all financial labor, all financial yokes, and all financial burden out of your life. All financial labors, all financial yokes, and all financial burden will be removed today by Jesus training your soul the liberty of sowing. You'd be amazed at scripture. Matthew chapter 11, we're closing there. Matthew chapter 11. Verse, my goodness. In other words, we're going to read this, and what I already have taught you this morning, this is going to finalize that you will have no more financial burden, no more financial laboring, and no more financial yoke. The seed going to destroy the yoke this morning. It's going to lift the burden, and it's going to remove all financial pressure off your life. Borrowing money don't remove financial pressure. It's only a temporary setback.
Yes, sir.
Now listen at this. Listen at this. In Matthew chapter 11, all financial burden, all financial yoke, and all financial, what else I said?
Pressure,
burden, yoke. Pressure will be removed out of your life today on the things that have been taught you.
Yes, sir.
Because whether you know it or not, while I was teaching, you were in a soul-soaking process. Mm-hmm. You know I got a helper. You know I'm not up here by myself, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he's working on it.
Yes,
Holy Ghost and power. Now watch this. In verse 25, 11 and 25, at that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them unto babes. The wise can't understand a seed. The prudent, who think they're so smart, they can't understand a seed. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Now look at verse 27 now. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knows the Son but the Father, neither knows any man the Father save the Son, and he, what? To what? The Son will reveal him, right? All right. We're talking about revelation of the soul now. And here we go. Come unto me, all of you who have financial labor. All of you who are heavy laden in your finance, come unto me and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers, sons and daughters, I usually when I leave, I'll go listen at this message again because a lot of things I said I didn't hear, and I'll listen at it sometime two or three times myself. From this scripture, or from this text, or from this teaching this morning, you can go back and redevelop your soul about sowing. And I promise you, it won't take long. You'll be financially free. All right. Change. You know, very seldom I say anything. Change the size or the amount of your seed this morning. Shift yourself and press into the soul revelation God has given you. This is not for an offering. This is an offer being made to you. I seem prompted by the Holy Ghost to tell you, change it. Boost it up. And press that your soul is now in alignment with the divine transaction that the kingdom of God has provided for you that you have not been living in so long, and the time have come apostolically, prophetically, teacher-wise, pastor-wise, that you move out in it. I just said to you, press yourself to step in without your arm being twisted, without having to cry out to you. Just do it cheerfully as the money cometh supernaturally, begin to flood your life out.